to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working on our financial IQ, raising our financial IQ so that we can raise our income, both at our jobs and our second stream of income. This is really a show for people who are like me. They just wanted more out of life. They want to drive a Ferrari. They want to travel. They want to live life to the fullest. But it's also for people who have worked long periods of time and they're still not in the financial position they want to be in. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Some people have worked 30 years or more, I guess, and they're still not in the financial position they want to be in. They're starting to think, hey, you know, I'm working 40, 50, 60 hours a week for 30 years and I have nothing to show for it. This show is for you. And the first thing I want you to understand is, I hate saying this because I'm going to retract it almost. The people, the latter group, if you've worked 10, 20, 30 years and you're not in a financial position, I'm going to tell you something. It's not your fault. You were given the wrong map. You were told the wrong things to do. Go get a job, get a degree, work for somebody else for all your life, scrimp and save in an IRA or 401k. The business model doesn't work. However, now that you've been at it for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, it is your fault. If you do it another 5 years, another 10 years, another 20 years, knowing that it didn't work the first 5, 10, 15, 20 years, that's your fault. That's just, it's a form of insanity to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. So, while I said it's not your fault because you were given the wrong map, but now that you know that, now that you know it doesn't work, again, if you continue to do it, that is your fault. And I want you to be smarter than me. Smarter than me. And what I'm referring to is I knew really before I even took my first real job that the business model was wrong. I knew it. I can't exactly tell you how I knew it, but my subconscious had figured it out. It knew that a job would never get me where I want to be financially. And you know what I did? Took a job. Because I didn't know anything else. I felt like I had no other choice. My parents had taught me to get a job. My high school teachers had taught me to get a job. My college teachers had taught me to get a job. Job, job, job. That's the only way you know how to make money. So that's what you got to do. And then, after winning a sales contest and being so great at my job that they sent me to Hawaii for a week, I got back from Hawaii. They cut my pay by 20 grand a year. It woke me up. And what I mean when I say be smarter than me, don't wait for that to happen. Because it's not if you're going to get a pay cut, it's what. It's when. It's not if you're going to get laid off, it's when. It's not if you're going to get fired, downsized, whatever, it's when. I'm begging you to be smarter than me. Start building your second stream of income now. Don't wait for the catastrophe to motivate you to do it. Do it now. And if you're 25, 35, 45, 55, doesn't matter. do it now. Those of you that are young listening to this show, oh my God, I am so happy that that guy came in and cut my pay at 27. What if it had happened to me at 57? What if everything had worked out until I was 57 and then I got my pay cut and woke up? I'm telling you, wake up now. And I want to talk to the 25-year-old or less or a little bit more, around 25. Think about this for a second. How fast did those 25 years go by? Fast, right? You're like, holy Toledo, man. I'm 25. Those 25 years flew by. I've got news for you. The next 25 are going to go by even faster. And you'll be 50. And I've got a warning for you. Getting old sucks. It sucks. Lower energy levels, lower cognitive skills, lower sex drive, lower energy. It's everything. It just, and your reward for getting old, you die. So don't put it off. Take action. Start learning how to build a second income stream now. Be smarter than me. Don't wait for the catastrophe. Do it now. All right. I'm going to bring my guest on, even though we're real close to the end of the first segment and we got to go to break. I'm going to bring a guest on that helped me make literally, I want to be very clear on this, that these numbers are real. I've been through the numbers over and over again. Around a 20% cash on cash rate of return and 100% rate of return on my total out of pocket on multiple single family homes, 15 or 20, I can't remember. I think it was 15. He may know. And the reason I got those incredible rates of return, because remember the stock market for the last 75 years, it averages 7%. I'm getting three times as much, plus another 100% in capital gains. And it was all because of a silly little thing called a hard money loan. And people are scared of hard money loans. The reason I asked him on the show today, I literally gave him like 1 hour's notice. I had multiple people say to me in an event last night, oh, that's expensive money. Yeah. If you look at the short term, if you're paying 12% interest on your mortgage, that sounds exorbitant. That's insane. Some of you, the moment I said it, said, I would never pay 12%. That's just against my principles. Uh-huh. I'm going to explain why you might want to let go of that egotistical comment and open your mind. Because he got me in to deals with a third of the down payment that I would have had to have put up if I had not used the hard money for 3 months. And that was the maximum I ever used the hard money, except on a flip or something like that. Hard money, while it has a high interest rate, allows you to get into deals for literally, in some cases, all the way down to zero out of pocket. Now, how many houses can you buy for zero down? The answer is infinite. You can buy as many as you want. Now, all of my deals, the lowest was, I think, 6,500 down. The highest was about 25,000 down. Average was right around 20. But I was making $400 a month off of each of those houses. Well, let's do the math. 400 times 12 months was 4,800 divided by the 20,000 average I've got in each deal. That's a 24% cash on cash rate of return. And that wasn't just 1 year. That was every year for the 8 to 10 years that I owned those houses. Brutally consistent. See, I have people running around right now going, well, last year in the stock market, I made a 30% rate of return. What'd you make 5 years ago? What'd you make in 2008, 9, 10, 11, and 12? Well, it was negative 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. So what's your average? My average is 7%. My average is 20 plus percent. See, people get, they go through last year and they make these high rates of return in the stock market and they get euphoric about it. Like that's some awesome thing. No, it's not. That's 1 year. You have to take at least a 20-year look back to see what your real rate of return was. Again, the stock market over the last 75 years has returned 7%. That's it. My real estate over the last 30 years has always 18, 24, I've even had some deals, 30% rate of return. All right, when we come back, I'll introduce you to Daryl Dyke of NobleMortgage.com. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. The poor and middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This J-O-B strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income, almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free 2-hour sample class. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, and I'm happy to introduce to you a good friend and business associate that I've known for got to be 15 plus years. He's helped me, as I've said, with at least 15 rental properties, maybe 16, and the refinance of each of those. So we're looking at 30 or 40 loans that he has assisted me with. This is Daryl Dyke of NobleMortgage.com. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, my pleasure. Great event last night.
Yeah, that turned out really nice. Thank you guys for sponsoring it, of course. I was really happy with the turnout. And, you know, it had such a good vibe, I was telling everybody today. Everybody just seemed so happy to get out and to be able to network again for once. And I had just so many people coming up to me. Thank you for doing this. Feels so good to be in person. So yeah, it was a great event. I appreciate you guys being there.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. And if people aren't aware, you can follow up with Noble Mortgage, get on their list, and be invited to these real estate investor. You call it a social, right?
Yeah, we call it a real estate social. That's our, you know, like a happy hour, basically. Everybody buy them a couple of drinks, give them food, and they can just network. There's no teachings or educational thing about it. It's just all about networking.
Yeah, so, and it is NobleMortgage.com and also NobleMoney.com, right?
Yeah, it's actually NobleMortgage.com. It used to be Noble Money because Noble Mortgage wasn't available when I first started the company. And we eventually moved it over to Noble Mortgage, but if you hit Noble Money, it'll actually take you there.
Okay, so NobleMortgage.com. I do want to give a quick sales pitch for all the products that he has available. He's not only got hard money loans, he can do conventional refinance. It really, anything you need to do with your home or investment property, Daryl can work with you on it, and his team is just phenomenal. But I wanted you, Daryl, to come on and talk a little bit about how, kind of explain exactly, when I brag about doing a zero down deal, what does that entail? Explain a zero down deal. I know that those are rare in today's market, but I think we're going to see a lot of them after the crash. Explain how that works, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a program that's designed for investors to purchase properties that are typically under market value because they're in need of repairs. So you've seen these houses, you know, these homes for sale that, you know, need a lot of repairs. Well, a conventional lender won't even lend on it typically. But if you're buying a property that needs repairs, you're going to have to put some money into it. And so typically you can get them a little bit cheaper. So just a real quick example, if you're buying a house for $50,000 and it needs $20,000 in repairs, but after the repairs are completed, that home should be able to appraise for or sell for around $100,000. So you're creating that value. You're doing a value add proposition. So if we have an appraisal that tells us, well, if you do the work, it'll be worth $100,000. We're going to lend you up to 75% of that, what we call the after repaired value. So that gives you $75,000, which is, you know, your $50,000 for purchase, your $20,000 for repairs. It even gives you closing costs of $5,000. So everything is covered 100%. You get the money to do that. You fix the property up, typically, which is done in, you know, 60 days or less. And then as soon as the repairs are completed, we refinance it into a long-term conventional mortgage. And I have to correct you on one thing you said earlier, because we're not charging 12% for buy and hold investors anymore. So for all your members, Steve, we have a program where it's 7% for the first 60 days, and then it rolls to 12% after that. So it motivates them to get that work done really quick and refinance out. So 7% for 60 days, then it goes to 12%. But like you said, if you're getting 100% financing, you're leveraging your money so much more. It's a no-brainer because you're not paying that. Even if you are paying 12%, it's 1% per month. You're going to be in and out of that loan in 60 to 90 days. It just makes a lot of sense. And someone like you, you know, when we did all those loans, you could have easily put down 20-25% in every deal, but you realize the value of leverage, and that's what most people do. Once they get into real estate, they realize I need to leverage myself because the money is so much cheaper that way.
Yeah, it is. In the long run, when you look at your eventual rate of return, and we're not even talking about a long-term look, we're talking about 3 months into the deal. 3 months into the deal, your rate of return is double or triple what it would have been if you'd have used conventional financing from the beginning, where you have to put 20% down on the purchase price, pay all of your rehab and all of your closing costs up front. For those longtime listeners, if you remember the deal I described on West Green, if I'd have used a conventional loan, that deal would have been $67,000 out of pocket. Because Daryl helped me, I think it was about $22,000 or $23,000 out of pocket. Literally a third of what it would have been using conventional money. So please keep an open mind. And especially if you're buying and holding, 7% for 2 months. And if your rehab's done in 1 month, they're going to have you out of it by the end of the second month. You'll never pay the 12% anyway.
Yep, that's right.
All righty. Let me go ahead and give out the phone before you say anything. It's 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV, or you can email me the question and I will ask Daryl. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Now, were you about to say something, Daryl?
I was going to say, I always think of a client I had named George that we did several loans for. And he was a man in his 80s, and he had a much younger wife and kids even, but he wanted to buy. He came to us, he's like, I want to buy a bunch of real estate for my family because I figured, you know, they're going to outlive me. And he had $50,000 to work with. And so he realized pretty quickly that he wasn't going to be able to buy more than maybe one or two houses. And so I showed him this program, and he got in at the perfect time. He was buying like in 2011, 2012, mm-hmm. and he was able to leverage that $50,000 for eight houses. And this guy was the happiest guy in the world. He created this passive income. He was able to take his family on a trip. He showed up at my office just out of the blue one day. He said, I want to thank you so much. We've been on a 60-day trip just living off our rental income for the last 60 days. And it was so great because he got to spend all his time with his family. And so I always think of that guy when I think of how people can leverage their money and really, you know, change their lives.
His rate of return, I'm just going to take an average $400. Times eight, that's $3,200 a month, times 12 months, that's $38,400 profit divided by the $50,000 he has in it. That you got him a 77% cash on cash rate of return or thereabouts.
And not to mention the appreciation, since he bought at a really good time. Those houses worth a lot more. And he's getting to deduct all of his interest. People always forget about that. And you get to write off all your expenses and your taxes. I mean, there's just so many different ways you make money in real estate. It's not just the cash flow. It's all the other things, too.
Yeah. And he built a legacy that's absolutely so powerful. You know, he passes away in 10 years, 15 years or whatever. Hope he lives as long as possible. But when he does, that real estate transfers over to his wife with a new basis. And if he paid $80,000 for it and he dies and it's worth $100,000, she doesn't have to pay taxes on that other $20,000. Her basis is now the $100,000. Then when she passes away and now that it's worth $150,000, the kids don't have to pay taxes on that $50,000. Their basis goes to $150,000. So it's a phenomenal legacy tool. If you're looking to protect your wife, forget about life insurance. I mean, you want to have that as well, of course, but build a second stream of income with real estate and you protect your wife, you protect your kids literally for the rest of their lives. All right, Daryl, we got to go to break. Everybody, the phone lines are open. If you've got a question for Daryl or myself, please give us a call right now, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here working to improve our financial IQ. Today, we're trying to improve our understanding of financing, and as Daryl has brought up, the power of leverage. Leverage is one of the keys to financial success, as Daryl mentioned. Daryl Dyke is from NobleMortgage.com. He can handle your investment, real estate loans. He can handle refinancing your house. He can handle buying a house. He's got all kinds of options. You really want to reach out to him. Daryl, why don't you just kind of give them an example of how powerful leverage is from your past experience? I think the story you just told says it all, you know, where he leveraged $50,000 into 8 single family homes. Do you have another story?
You know, that's probably my favorite one, but we have lots of stories of people like that. And the thing I love is when we run into a customer comes in and says, I'm thinking about buying a couple houses. Like a good client of mine, Corey, is probably my favorite client. We've done more loans with him than anybody. He came in and he owned a business he had a partner and he wanted to just buy a few houses. And he started buying houses using hard money and he kept all of them. He didn't flip anything, converting them into long-term rentals. But you just have those certain guys that they figured out really quickly that this is the way to go. And Corey started buying more and more and more and more. And he just, next thing you know, he's like, what am I doing with this business? He sold his business to his partner and became a full-time real estate investor. And that's all he does now. He's bought, I don't know how many houses. We've probably done 50 or 60 loans for this guy. He started doing some flips. Now he's building houses. New construction, he buys and rehabs and holds them. He has a couple apartment complexes. But I love watching those stories. And again, he always uses the hard money to start with. You know, he always starts with hard money because he realizes his cash is important. You know, it's important for him to keep his cash in the bank, especially when he's going to get long-term financing. You know, these banks and lenders want to see that these investors are liquid. So the more cash that you stockhold, the better off you are. So he realized that really quickly and just figured out the game and also realized, hey, this my business wasn't making me near as much money as real estate is. And and he's been super successful at it. So I always think about Corey when I think about people that have learned the game and learned how to use leverage to their ability.
It's interesting, too, how he evolved as an investor from single-family rental. Then he decided to do a few flips. Then he built up his skill sets on rehab to the point where he could start building houses. That's amazing. He must really have fun at it, too. It's got to be a passion for him. When you talk to him, does he get real excited?
Oh, yeah. He still does.
Yeah.
He still does. He absolutely loves it. You know, he's never lost his passion for it. You know, he came to an event last night as well, and he was talking about some other deals. And, you know, I'll bring him in to people that are just starting. I had a couple clients that showed up that had just started. They haven't bought anything yet. And Corey likes to buy in Texas City, but with other clients of mine, they live down in Seabrook. I said, you need to meet Corey, because they were curious about buying in that area with windstorm and, you know, how the best way to mitigate it. So I brought him in. And, yeah, he's just as passionate as he was the first day when he got his first deal done.
Yeah, I watch Alyssa and Alyssa Stone, who is a incredible high-end flipper. We're talking $700,000, $1.5 million homes. And she's just evolving on a daily basis. I think her next deal is going to be an apartment complex, something mid to large, you know, 100-plus units. And she's passionate, and she's growing every day. And that's what I keep preaching on the show. You've got to be growing. If you're not growing, you're dying. There's no coasting in life. But you got to find something you're passionate about to get excited and stay excited. One of my favorite stories of leverage is when I bought my first 10-unit, I literally got that thing, literally a 10-unit apartment complex for $10,000 down. But it needed $70,000 in rehab, which means I really had to come up with $80,000. But there, I didn't know about hard money loans. I didn't know Daryl at the time. I didn't know what I was doing, to be honest with you. Daryl, when I bought that, I was scared to death. I'd never done multifamily. Yeah. I was, oh my God. And unbelievable, you're not going to believe this. You know, my partner backed out of the deal at the closing table.
Oh my goodness. That's awful.
I'm sitting there going, I've got $10,000 hard earnest money. I'm not going to get that back if I don't close. I'm scared to death. This guy's so scared he left. And I finally talked the seller into, it was an owner finance deal, as a matter of fact, now that I think about it. I talked the seller. I said, look, go ahead and just sell it to me. And I did my 20-minute speech, and he finally went, okay, let's close the deal. But I got it. But it just amazed me how for $80,000, I had control of, you know, a $400,000 piece of real estate. I was making profit off of $400,000 worth of assets, not $80,000 worth of assets. That's leverage in a nutshell. But that literally changed my life, and it changed the way that I thought about money from that point forward. The other one is the power of the hard money loan is it forces you to do all that rehab up front, which is the right way to do real estate. So many people buy real estate and they eke the repairs out of the cash flow, so they never really see the cash flow, and it kind of negs them out. And then the next thing you know, they're walking around going, real estate doesn't work. No, you've got to rehab the property up front. Everything. Make it perfect. And then, of course, you'll get the perfect tenant. I've got an email we need to address. It's from a John R. John says, let me see if I can get this right. You're rolling in the rehab, but don't you need money to get, yes. All he's asking, Daryl, is don't you need some money in the bank? And you had mentioned you need to have some liquid funds, but don't you need some money in the bank to get the contractor started? Yes. And then I want to get your opinion on this too. But what I'm telling my students is a third, a third, a third. If it's a $60,000 rehab, pay 20 up front so they can buy their supplies and get started. As soon as they finished a third of the work, then you do a draw. And then when they finish that third, you do a draw. So you're really only out the 20, but when all the rehab is complete, Daryl writes you a check back for your original 20. Is that clear?
Right.
Did I say that right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, real estate is, you know, you still need cash in the bank. You still need money to give your contractors to get started. You still need money to make payments. So even if I give you 100% financing, you still have to have some money because the construction funds, the rehab funds are going to be held back and not distributed until the work is being completed. So it's like a construction loan. So if you buy a house and it needs foundation and roof work, whatever it needs, that work needs to be completed first, and then the lender inspects it to make sure it was done, and then they issue the draw. So a lot of contractors, unless you have an amazing relationship with them where they don't want any money up front, typically want some money up front to get started, and that needs to come from the borrower. So that's where your cash comes into play. And then you could always have cost overruns, too. If you run into an air conditioner that you know you thought was going to be okay, but now it needs to be replaced, and it's going to cost $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, that's where your cash comes from. So you still have to have money, but you just try to limit the usage of it.
Yeah, and that's a small price to pay because that money all goes back in your account once the rehab is finished, and then you're ready to do your next deal. This is a email from a Steve. Yeah, Steve. Daryl, what this Steve is saying, it takes him about 6 months to rehab a house because he does it himself. What's the longest you can hold on to hard money?
Well, we typically do 6 month loans, but we have the ability to go to as long as a 1 year loan. But boy, if he's doing it all himself, that's a long time to keep the loan. He may want to run those numbers to see if he's really saving that much money by doing it himself. You know, you can do a lot more deals, obviously, if you're hiring contractors. But I mean, you can go long. I've had a couple of loans that we've held for longer than that, much longer than that. So, you know, but the idea is to use the money to get in and get out and take advantage of the market that we're in as well. I mean, if you're flipping a house right now and it's 6 months, I mean, the market is so hot, you want that thing on the market pretty quickly.
Yeah. Steve, I want to beat you up a little bit with love and respect, though. Don't do the rehab yourself. If you're if it takes you that long, when you start analyzing the cash flow, your holding costs, and all the things you're losing, those extra, because really it's an extra 5 months is what you're saying. I'm rehabbing most of my houses in 4 to 6 weeks. You're doing it in 6 months. That's 5 months longer than it should be. If your holding costs are a couple grand a month and you're losing the cash flow, which is 400, you're talking about 2,500 a month. You would have to save, what's 5 times 25? That's 22,500.
Yeah.
I do not agree, Steve, that you do the rehab yourself. The joke around the business is if you're picking up a hammer or a paintbrush or a saw, you're doing it wrong. What were you going to say, Daryl?
I said there's a really good book called The E-Myth that might be helpful for him to read.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've read it as well, but The E-Myth is basically about someone who they love to bake pies, and so they open up a bakery, and then they're not realize they're not making any money because all they're doing is baking pies. And she goes through this transformation where she realizes her coach teaches that you need to work on the business. You don't need to be baking the pies anymore. And just like this guy, he doesn't need to be fixing the house anymore. He needs to be hiring someone else to do it so he can go on to the next deal.
Yeah, you said it perfectly. You want to be working on your business, not in your business. That's Michael Gerber. The E-Myth is the book. So, Steve, please read that book. All right, we're coming up on the final segment of today's show. So if you've got a question for Daryl or myself, please pick up the phone and call us right now so we have time to answer it. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. I got an email here. This is very common, not a problem, but I cannot reserve you a seat for our workshop tomorrow night. We have a free sample class for anyone that wants to learn how to use hard money loans to build wealth and passive income with real estate. It's 6:30 to 8:30, but you do have to go to GetTotalWealth.com. GetTotalWealth.com, and in the upper right-hand corner will be a button for the free sample class. I will be teaching that myself, and I really look forward to meeting you there. Okay, Daryl, let's talk about interest rates. We saw a slight bump, you know, after Biden got elected. What's your vision for the next couple of years with these interest rates?
I mean, I think we're in a rising interest rate environment. I don't think they're going to go crazy anytime soon, but you know, they're still really, really low. You're still looking at investment property
ridiculous.
Loans. I mean, they're still in the high fours, mid to high fours. So, you know, it's easy to say, well, you know, it's gone up a lot because it was, you know, investment property loans were in the threes and primary resident loans were in the twos, but it's still so cheap. So we think there's going to be a little bit of movement that might keep going up, you know, throughout this year and maybe even next year. But I don't think it's going to be a huge spike anytime soon. And anytime you're borrowing money at less than 6% for 30 years, I mean, it's just ridiculous. So I don't think it's anything to be worried about.
Yeah, the Fed has promised low interest rates for the coming few years multiple times. Here we go. Between 0 and 0.25 through at least 2023, and that's January 27th. Of this year, of 2021, that Powell
said the economy is still recovering. You know, they're still trying to recover the economy. We still haven't recovered. I think we've only recovered half of the jobs since COVID shut everything down. So the federal government's still trying to build it up, but the market moved itself, you know?
Yeah, and like you said, anything under 6% interest is just a joke. It's almost like free money. When you're down at 2%, 3%, I mean, you need to buy everything you can possibly get your hands on. I know that we've got one out of four homes, 25% of homes are behind on their payments in the United States, and 3 million, it's almost 3 million or a little over 3 million are in forbearance. When they release these banks and allow them to start the foreclosure process, there's going to be a lot of property coming on the market where people are saying, look, I don't want to get foreclosed on. I just want to sell this thing, move into an apartment till I can afford to buy another house. I think we're going to see a lot of great opportunities like we did in, you know, 8, 9, 10, and 11. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think there'll be a lot of properties that will be foreclosed on as well. The inventory is so low, the general consensus seems to be that most of those properties will be absorbed, so we won't have a glut of properties. But I think there's going to be a lot of opportunity for investors because a lot of these homes that will hit the market are not going to be in good condition. So they're not going to be a home that the average home buyer is going to want to buy and have to fix up that they intend on living in. It's going to be houses that are built for the investors that can buy them and fix them and then either rent them out or resell them.
Yeah, and the multifamily, what's the biggest thing you loan on? You do some multifamily, right?
Yeah, we do multifamily, typically up to about $5 million. We've done office, we've done daycare centers, I've done storage facilities, retail, you know, but most of it on the commercial side has been on the multifamily side.
And what's the total out-of-pocket on those deals average? Is it 30% by the time you, and I'm adding in the closing costs.
Sure. I mean, again, it depends on how they finance it. If they're using the standard conventional way, they're having to put down at least 20, sometimes 25% of the purchase price. We do also offer hard money loans for multifamily investors. We typically require them to put down a minimum of 10 to 15% of total cost plus closing costs. So if they're buying a property that needs to be repositioned or renovated or both, and they can get in for less as long as there's enough upside there and they have experience.
And for those that are new to this, when you buy commercial property, the rehab costs are in the loan. It's not like you have to put a down payment and the rehab costs. their all-in-one loan, because they're not going to let you buy a piece of crap property and leave it a piece of crap. They're not going to loan you the money if you're not going to rehab the complex and make it perfect. You will get a higher cap rate on a deal like that, so it's not going to be worth as much. But once you've completed the rehab and the property is stabilized, they'll lower that cap rate and it will increase the value a lot. We went from 8% when we bought it to 6% when it was stabilized. And literally, we've doubled the value of our property in about 2 years in circumstances like that. I guess do you have another event coming up where people can meet you?
Yeah, we're always doing events, especially now that everything's starting to reopen. I'm actually going to be at your office next week, April 6th. I'm teaching a class on DISC, which is a personality assessment. But if you go to our website and noblemortgage.com/events, they're all listed there. We have a webinar in April. We have we started our basics and breakfast again in April. So either we're talking about finance, or we talk DISC assessments. We always have guest speakers, and all of my events are always free. But I'll be at your office next Tuesday, my friend.
Now, who's welcome at that one? Who are you looking for?
Any and everybody can come to this one. Again, it's April 6th. It's at your office. I'm going to be teaching DISC, which I love. I love this class. It's a personality assessment. And if you're going to be pretty much in, you know, any job in life, or even just having relationships, learning personalities and how to communicate with people is so valuable, but it's so important in real estate. You're just talking to so many people, but it helps you understand what your personality is and what some of your strengths and weaknesses are, but also how to identify the most important things. How do you identify someone else's personality and communicate to them in a way that makes sense? I make all my employees learn it. They keep a cheat sheet on their desk. So when somebody calls, they're trying to figure out what their personality is so they can communicate in a way that's best interpreted by that person, because you tend to communicate how you want to be talked to, but that's not what everybody else wants to hear.
Yeah, you got to be a chameleon.
Yes.
And it's almost like you want to imitate. You listen to the way they communicate with you and just do it back to them the same way they communicate with you. And that's one strategy. And I've used that for years, the mirroring, and gotten through front doors where the people hated me when I got to the door, but I reflected the way they communicated with me. And of course I had empathy and I cared about them. And I got through doors and did deals that I couldn't have done if I hadn't had the skills you're going to teach next Tuesday. It's next Tuesday, right?
It is April 6th. Yep. So that is, that's next Tuesday.
Yeah. So anybody that wants to come to that can go to your website, noblemortgage.com/events.
That's correct.
And you'll get to meet me. You'll be at my office. You'll meet Daryl. That's going to be a great event. So anybody that wants to go to that, go to noblemortgage.com/events. And it's April 6th. And that's a powerful class. I'm telling you, it can be life-changing. So we're really at the end of the show. We've got about 2 minutes left. I'd like to have your opinion. You're an entrepreneur, financially independent. I don't want to overbrag, but you're a wealthy guy, you're a successful guy. As at the beginning of the show, I was joking about how I waited for a catastrophe to wake me up. What woke you up? Why did you become an entrepreneur, become your own man?
You know, probably the same thing as you, Steve. Something happened that triggered me. You know, I started in the mortgage industry probably right out of college. I was 24 years old, worked for a company, a hard money company, did that for a couple of years, was very successful at it. And I left that company to go work for another one. But I just wasn't happy the way these companies ran their business. I wasn't satisfied with their customer service. I just didn't have the control that I needed. So finally, you know, after seeing these other two entrepreneurs that were doing very well and making a lot more money than I was, I'm like, I think I need to take this on myself. I was just tired of just being a loan officer somewhere. So I took the plunge in 2003 and started my company with, you know, didn't know anything about running a company. I was very well as 100% commission. What's the difference between me running a company and being a loan officer? It was a big learning curve there, but eventually figured it out and learned how to grow my business. So it's been really fun. I enjoy it very much. I love my team. I love teaching people about real estate. I love public speaking, all that sort of thing. Same like you. Once you figure it out, you love teaching to people.
Yeah, there's a farmer video out there where he and his wife are sitting there, and they started a different business, and he was working for somebody else, and he made this comment, and I thought it was very profound. He said, "I'd rather risk starving to death working for myself than risk starving to death working for somebody else."
Absolutely.
Either way's a risk. It's just if you get out there and build this second stream of income, become your own man, life is incredible. Daryl, thank you so much for coming on the show today. That was really great. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve.
You take care. Remember, if you want to reach out to him, Daryl Dyke, it's noblemortgage.com/events.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day. Hey.